I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, folks. Got a lot of breaking news. We'll talk to Skip Gallagher, NOPD watchdog, related to a Fox 8 story about more officers protecting the mayor than protecting the entire 6th District of Uptown New Orleans. And we still can't get answers from the administration as to what these folks do when they're not on duty relative to protecting the mayor and why the mayor chooses sometimes to have security, other times not have security, walking around the French Quarter by herself, but yet continues to say that she needs security. So we'll dig deep on this issue with Skip Gallagher. Eric Hessler, the attorney for Pano, joins us. After multiple years of a consent decree, obviously reworking policies and procedures, there's an investigation that occurred that reveals there is still internal conflict about how this is supposed to work. Where is all this money going? What are we doing? We say that we're close to coming out from under the consent decree. This case will reveal some incredibly difficult things to swallow, to believe that we've made any progress at all. It's truly a head scratcher for me. We'll talk to Eric Hessler about this case and others. Eileen Carter, NOLATOYA.org recall organizer, joins us right now. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, Eileen, give us an update as to where we stand.
Oh, wow. There's so much going on. We had a great weekend. I want to thank everyone for getting in their mailers. I had a tray and a half, which I really didn't expect this weekend because we had the last of the mailings kind of hit on Friday. So it was a bright surprise. I expect this week to be very busy with regard to that. So we have staffed up to open the mailers so we can do it very expeditiously. And get it organized because this is it. We're excited. So we want everyone to be encouraged. We see a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of stuff we knew that is now public. For instance, that we do not need as many signatures as before. If you look at the roll, at the information, it says it's by active voters, not inactive. So if you remove the inactive voters, the 20% actually lands us around 49,000. I say 50,000 is a nice round number where we need to be. I see a pathway there, and I encourage everyone who is on the fence or interested in seeing something change in your community to sign the recall. And I remind you that this is a recall petition to get a vote. So if you sign the recall petition and you're like, I don't know yet, sign it because you still have a vote. It does not remove the mayor. This petition gives us a vote. So we want that choice. And a couple months down the line, you know, you're going to wish you had that vote. So you're going to wish you signed. So take the opportunity to do it now. We do have locations across the city, all time periods. So if you get your mailer and you don't want to mail it, you can drop it off at one of those. We will be at parades. We have canvassers. We are have new ads online. We have new billboards up. Look at us around the city. Follow us. Stay engaged at NOLATOYA.org. Last week, I know we did talk about the mailers, and since then, we have actually hand-delivered a letter to both the IG and the DA requesting them to open an investigation with regard to the mailers, because we have found through people who have done some research, we find them to be illegal. And by election laws, you can't do any type of retaliation measures against the recall. And we see this as one of those measures, as they've done in the past. They're doing again because, you know, I was in administration. They had sent these things out in the past digitally because you could not touch every New Orleanian. The mailer would have been too vast. Well, in this mailer, they only chose to do a certain number of people. Well, those people, in our opinion, are just registered voters. How do you eliminate, you know, the rest of your residents if you're trying to be inclusive? We don't believe that's what you were trying to do. We believe that you were trying to be retaliatory because you thought that you may be recalled. You were trying to hinder people from exercising their rights, and which, you know, it has caused people pause, and then it has caused people to just throw it away. So, you know, it also cost, what, about $50,000, and we could have had a new police officer for that. So there's so much to talk about. And, of course, I'm sure you're going to bring up what came up in the news the past 2 days.
So let me ask you, we have confirmed that the mailers only went out to registered voters?
That's what it looks like from us, and that's why we're asking the DA and the IG to look into it. You know, that's what we have found, and so that's what we are interested in their investigation to see if that's the same thing that they find.
Have y'all put a public records request on the city to show you who to give you the list of who received these? Because that's a public record.
That was actually a request that we put through both the DA and the IG's office. We have,
but they're not—they're not the keeper of the record. The administration is the keeper of the record, and you know whether they open an investigation or not, you know, you don't want to have that determinative of whether or not you're entitled to these records. You know, I mean, y'all are now the subject of a lawsuit from NOLA.com, I believe it is, or someone. You know, trying to get your records. Well, it'd be interesting, and I'm curious whether or not they've put the same request on the city as to who they sent these mailers to.
Oh, I will take it under advisement and be right after we get off the phone. I'm pretty quick. I'm open.
Well, I'm just curious because I agree with you. If they only sent it to registered voters, it's evident to me that they did this in order to try and defeat the recall petition. And that's not what public dollars are supposed to be used at. And Queen Latoya continues to act like a monarchy, that she gets to do what she wants, when she wants, how she wants, no accountability. We're seeing that day in and day out. So many news stories breaking. Responses from her administration that is just a complete word salad and says nothing, means nothing, and is only serves to be some kind of distraction. I don't know who is advising the Queen as to how to go about conducting her business, but she's getting bad advice from everywhere because, you know, people are getting upset. I mean, what are you hearing from folks in line that want to sign a petition relative to more people providing security for her than are actually working on a watch in the 6th District?
It's like a light has been shown. Like, all of these things have been happening under our watchful eye, right? You know, it's been right in front of our face. It's not like she's hiding any of these things. We just aren't paying attention. And so now, you know, we've kind of gotten out of the muck of Ida and kind of dealing with these things, and we're tired. And we're like, why isn't our city functioning properly? And we're opening our eyes to see all roads lead back to the mayor and this administration. We have a strong mayor system. People can point their fingers at whatever you want. The city councils create laws. That's what they do. That's their job. They can create as many laws and do things as they want, but they can't execute. They can go to these departments, knock on their doors and say, hey, I need you to execute this. But that's the mayor's job, and we need her to work. You know, we said that from the beginning. You know, the mayor's not doing her job. We haven't seen plans for pick a department at this point, as basic as lighting. You know, people are like, do you think the recall is going to win? Honestly, of course I do, but I believe we've already won. Look at all the things that, you know, have changed since we started having these conversations. We have a new police superintendent. She actually, you know, came out with a plan. Now let's see how that plan works with the community so we can all move forward. You know, lighting, they came out with lighting. You have people who are changing light bulbs throughout the city. You know, our trash, we have a new trash collector. Not that we like the way that that went, because that's a whole nother conversation with Jimmy Woods, especially for the black community, because the mayor went on WBOK and said they didn't ask if the contractor was black or white. They just wanted their trash picked up. And so she changed it. And so I just feel that it's hypocritical, because you could use the same argument for her. We don't care that she's black or white. We just want the city to run properly. So maybe you should be removed. So I'm just saying there's just so many pieces to this and so many ways to go. You know, like we said kind of at the beginning, it's the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately, because a lot of people are coming up and saying they're embarrassed, they're tired, and they just want change. And that's where we are. We just want a better New Orleans.
So I understand that you guys are going to fight this lawsuit asking for the names of the folks that have signed a petition thus far. Have y'all actually turned in any of the signatures to the Registrar of Voters office to begin the certification process, or no?
No, you do that all at one time.
All
you
at
have
one time.
To give them a 3-day notice that you're going to deliver the documents.
Yeah. So where do you go from here? I mean, obviously, there's so much information out there. You know, the most recent revelation is now the mayor has shared the Pontalba apartments with family members, and family members are actually sending in requests of repairs that need to be done on the city dime. I mean, I can't imagine that people say they don't feel abused yet. I mean, I just don't understand why they're not running across the street to the neutral grounds to sign the petition.
You know what? It's really funny, because, you know, as a strategist, I've been watching social media and watching the trends of the people. And you do have people who really understand, and then you have people who really don't understand that their tax dollars, their mortgage, you know, their things are going directly to these funds when they could be going to youth activities or to something else. You know, they're not thinking about their sales tax and how it's really trickling down to, you know, not having lighting when they're having airfare. You know, you're like, wait, I want my lights on. I don't want you to be flying. Like, I'd rather my lights on first. You know, not that I, you know, if everything's working, fine, go do it. But my lights aren't working. You know, and so it's having these conversations and being real about where we are.
Yeah. You know, I've got this, text that comes in, and every time we talk, and it's like folks are saying, why are y'all so angry and vindictive? Why do you hate Cantrell? I don't hate Cantrell.
Oh,
I don't think
don't
you hate Cantrell.
What no.
I hate is incompetence. I don't hate the person. I just hate the incompetence. And I agree with you. I think that indirectly, the recall petition has been successful, because if anyone is not willing to admit that the Queen has changed her behavior in some respects, not to the extent necessary to satisfy me, for what it's worth, they would be kidding themselves, because she has. But the problem is that she continues to do a lot of different things, getting bad advice. I'm not sure where she's going, where she ends up going with all of this. But the next 3 years, if we don't get the signatures necessary, look out. That's all I'm going to say. Look.
I definitely believe
out.
There will be a change in administration, and I will leave that there.
You want to see anger and vindictiveness? Just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet, sweetheart.
But the thing is, we have the power, and that's what, you know, residents are, you know, the light is blinking on late for some, but I'm like, y'all, we have the power. Everyone who's scared to sign and all this retaliation, if we sign as a block, we eliminate it like that. Like we can get New Orleans back. We can save New Orleans. And it's not that she's not, she could be the best person, but her decision-making skills are not working for the city. And how long do we just let that go with bad leadership because you like the person? At some point, you got to save yourself, right? You got to put the mask on yourself first. Well, that's the situation. You can like her, but you got to put the mask on first for yourself. And that's signing this recall. And that's what we ask each and every one of you to do. Meet us at NolaToya.org. Get some information. Download it. get the sheet. If you get the mailer, don't just send it back with one. Get your neighbors and your friends, fill out a whole sheet. If 1,000, the last time we gave you the number, it's, of course, it's less than 15,000, but the last number we gave you was 15,000. But if 1,000 people filled out a sheet of 15, y'all, we'd be done. Think about that. We have more than 1,000 supporters. If everybody goes out and fill out a sheet of 15, we're done. Let's go get this done.
You mentioned canvassers. Y'all are actually canvassing neighborhoods now?
Yes, actually canvassing neighborhoods. You know, as they've come in, we've been able to get some information as to, you know, where we need to target, where we need to put some more, you know, hands or things like that. So there are certain neighborhoods and areas where we've had to phone bank, certain areas where we're canvassing. We're trying to touch everybody the best way we can. You know, sometimes certain people don't like to come out of their houses. You know, they have neighborhoods like that. You know, certain neighborhoods are more touchy-feely. So we're really being very thoughtful with how we do this, because we have a short amount of time to touch the whole city. So maybe like MMS, text a person, but it takes five to, you know, I do business. It takes 5 to 7 times to touch somebody before they'll do business with you. So we want to touch you through television, billboards, talking to your friends, MMS, any way that we can, a mailer, you know, a one-on-one at a site, so that we can make you comfortable with your decision, because we're not trying to force this on anybody. We want to open your mind to what's really going on and release the apathy of the city of New Orleans so we can all thrive. When we make decisions together, we're a stronger community, in my opinion. And the decisions have been lopsided for a long time, so we need more voices to rise up and speak up.
15 days till the deadline, right?
Yep. I'm busy.
So the time is ticking. Don't put off tomorrow till tomorrow what you can do today. Do it today. Get it done.
Amen to that.
And spread the word. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us. Eileen Carter, recall organizer, nolatoya.org. Best of luck to you this week. I think this week is a defining week for you guys. I hope it pays off.
We're excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. If you want to sign a petition, Orleans and Carrollton today, 8 to 5. Claiborne and Jefferson from 10 to 5. Camp Street and Race Street from 8 to 5. Elysian Fields and Gentilly from 8 to 5. Crescent Park, Piety Entrance from 8 to 5 today. Warehouse Chapatoulas, Triangle Park from 8 to 5 today. Harrison Avenue near Starbucks from 8 to 5 today. Bearded Lady Barbershop, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 2122. Magazine Street. I got a long list here, folks. And at 2200 Royal Street, recall from 11:30 to 2:30 and 5 to 10. Lot of options. Go to nolatoya.org to figure out where you should go and sign the petition. We'll be right back, folks. We'll talk a little bit about the situation with Jason Williams and the case being dismissed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You will recall that a bunch of juveniles escaped from the Bridge City juvenile facility over in Jefferson Parish and then went on a tear. And Kendall Miles, 17, as well as Kayla Smith, 15, were arrested for armed robbery of 59-year-old Scott Toops. Well, he was injured, spent a long time in the hospital, and as he says, he's just lucky he's alive. He got shot twice as well. And the DA missed the date of the 30 days to bring charges as an adult, and a judge in criminal district court quashed the indictment. Now, whether or not that's right or wrong or whatever, in my view, doesn't really matter, and it will be figured out in the court one way or the other. Who's right, who's wrong, doesn't matter. What I see as the big problem here relative to this situation is ideology. And the district attorney is caught in an ideological knot that is putting victims in an emotional knot. And this case is emblematic of that friction. And when you listen to Jason Williams' explanation relative to this, you get a better feeling for what I'm talking about. And I quote, this is Jason Williams' statement. This is a case of being careful rather than careless. We worked systematically to build cases that we could win at trial, which included visiting the victim's bedside and listening to the wishes of the family during the victim's incapacity. It is imperative that this matter is handled with the appropriate level of care in a way that is lasting rather than hasty. We owe it to Scott Toops and the memory of his loving wife to do this right and in a way that offers the best odds of prevailing at trial. Well, the standard in juvenile court and the standard in adult court is the same as it relates to these investigations. And what's interesting here is that basically what he's saying is that every other DA in the state of Louisiana that was able to successfully charge juveniles as adults, are they careless? Or are they careful? This is a question of prioritization. This is a question of management, as was articulated by Rafael Goyeneche yesterday during my interview of him. Priority, management, execution. That's what this is about. Why is it that other district attorneys' offices can do it within the 30-day period? Might I suggest that they're not caught up in this ideological knot? You will recall that the DA, Jason Williams, made a number of statements during the election process that he would not charge juveniles as adults, because he's caught up in this ideological knot. And then when he's exposed to the tragedy, to the horror, the experience of victims, the dilemma is created. The person that is trying to overcome these ideological hurdles are not the victim. Is he hoping that the victim's gonna say, oh, Mr. DA, it's okay to charge Mr. Miles, Kendall Miles, who's already serving juvenile life for another crime? It's okay to give him another chance. Why do we not just assume and be victim-centric that the victim wants justice? And at a later date, if they decide that they want to show some compassion to this perpetrator, they can always do that, and it can always be worked out and righted at that point in time. These are statements that are, in my view, they're obnoxious. If you're so uncomfortable doing what you're legally charged to do, get out. Don't do it. If you're not 100% in, be honest with yourself, the community at large, and get out. Because this citizenry of the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas that are very much impacted by what happens within the criminal justice system in the city, we can't manage you. You're not a 100% player. And if you're caught up in these ideological knots about whether or not you represent the people of the city of New Orleans, you are their legal representative. The case caption is the state versus Miles. The state versus Kayla Smith. It is not Jason Williams versus Miles or Smith. Your ideological knots are yours to unwind, to untie, to figure out, or maybe you just continue to have solace in the knot. But the emotional knots that you are creating for the community are not going to heal soon. And the detrimental impact to society at large, while you're trying to loosen your knots, are not playing out well. We are the murder capital of the United States. Over 1,000 vehicles stolen in the first 30-some-odd days in the city of New Orleans. How many other stats need to be piled on for you to recognize that your ideological knot not only should be loosened, it should be untied, and maybe a jar of Vaseline on it to make it all the more easier? How many victims have to speak out? How many family members of victims need to speak up? How many to get a realization of our elected DA to understand that he represents us? There's nothing at risk relative to Kendall Miles. He's serving juvenile life. There's no contemplation that one needs to overcome relative to Kendall Miles. That should be the easiest decision ever. He's serving juvenile life already. What do you have to lose? That should have been handled within that period of time. There's no way that you can say that this is careful rather than careless. This, back to my original point, is about you, Mr. DA, your prioritization, the amount of resources that you want to put to this issue, the amount of time that you're willing to commit, understanding, unless you were surprised by this, and I don't believe you were, the 30-day time limit. So how about in the slogan of Nike, just do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to the talk lines. Drake, you're up. Welcome to the show. Drake, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Drake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, Neil. No, it just boggles my mind. How can you have 1,000 cars stolen in 2 months and the police have no idea where they are? Are they driving them directly onto ships?
It's in 5 weeks, less than 2 months. But
it just begs the question, are the authorities involved in this? I mean, how do you not know where all those cars? They got to be somewhere.
Well, what the MO is that they're stealing the cars, they're using them, and in a lot of cases, when they run out of gas, they just park them and they go get another car. And they're using them to commit other crimes. They're not leaving this jurisdiction. I mean, they're not leaving the metro area. We're recovering them in all of the parishes around the city in greater numbers. That's not something new. What's new is the amount in such a short period of time. And it's a challenge. And everybody's impacted by it, not just the citizens of New Orleans. The entire metro area is impacted by the breadth and depth of the criminality that's occurring right now. And the biggest and the easiest way to combat this is to make arrests. The more arrests you make, the more people you put into the system, the more you selectively incapacitate, the more you hold them accountable. It's the only tools we have at our disposal in the short term right now.
Okay. May I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
What does juvenile life mean?
To 21, I think. I believe it's 21.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's not a long period of time. I think at one time it was it's changed a couple of times, and that's why I'm reluctant to say, and I should know off the top of my head, but it's been amended several times in my career, as to what it actually means. So, but I think I think you serve till 21.
So it's a limited period.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely a limited period.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your
Thank
show.
You for the call. Bye. Thank you for the call, Drake. Appreciate it. I think a lot of folks are confused by a lot of what goes on here. And as I said before, we need to move more to a victim-centric model and worrying about victims and being real about what it is that we're talking about. Because as I look at the statement of the DA, it's just kind of it's a head scratcher for me. I don't exactly understand, when he says the system is not set up to be able to make a thoughtful and informed decision within the limited time period. However, the law is clear that even the state doesn't meet this time limit, dismissal of the prosecution is not appropriate remedy. And that seems to be, and I would agree with him, what the Hamilton case says. It's a Louisiana Supreme Court case. That is really, it's dispositive of continued incarceration. So the individual would get out of jail, continued custody, would get out of jail if you don't file it within 30 days. Then there's the question of how does one get this individual back into jail once you do successfully indict or otherwise. So there's, and the case doesn't really address that, and maybe hopefully they will this time, and hopefully I intend to try and convince some legislators this needs to change. We need to get this clearer as to who's doing what, when, why, and how, because it's evident to me, and I think it's evident to you and the listening audience, that if these juveniles engage in crimes of violence, hell, they need to be charged as adults. They know what they're doing. Does anybody really believe that these 15, 16, and 17-year-olds carrying a gun, running around, jacking people up, beating people up, stealing automobiles and the like, that they don't know what they're doing? Does anybody really believe that? I don't. Who do we have, Coleman? Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell, for taking my call. Newell, this is all a smokescreen. This is all a hidden trick. We keep emphasizing how much the police have to get stronger and arrest, but the DA is letting them out. If the DA is missing papers being filed on these most heinous crimes, you know he's not doing a damn thing about the carjackers. So this is all a facade to me. I'll just hang up and listen to your comments.
Well, I think we look at the prosecutions, and, you know, I encourage people to go to the Rafael Goyeneche's Metropolitan Crime Commission website. They have the information about successful prosecutions, who's being prosecuted, what's being prosecuted, how many folks are actually pleading cases down. And I'm not, you know, totally opposed to taking pleas when necessary. But you begin to get a better understanding of what's actually happening out there. And why, you know, when these leeches on society roll in, they roll out, they continue to commit crimes, we continue to coddle them, we're not worrying about victims, victim impact, the life of the victim, the family of the victim, the hardship of the victim. That ought to be foremost in everybody's mind. The victim. How do they get paid back? How do they get made whole? Because we are absolutely killing people figuratively, economically, financially, by what we're doing. We'll be right back. On the text line, folks are asking how they can re-listen to the interview with Eileen Carter this morning. You can go to WWL.com, go to Rewind. You'll see it right there. You can listen to that, I think, for 24 hours afterwards, if my memory serves me correctly. A lot of folks are saying maybe it's as simple as gross incompetence at the DA's office. I don't know. It's obviously mismanagement. Obviously, other DAs are able to do this within a 30-day period. That's why I believe it's all about the ideological knot that this DA finds himself in, and unfortunately, that creates an emotional knot for all of the victims. But we're going to continue to shine a light on these issues because it's important that we talk about it. And folks are saying, Newell, keep it up. You're speaking for the silent majority. We need to all speak out. We need to all do so in order to affect long-term change. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.